Hi, I'm Sandra Fluck. I'm a third-year student at Georgetown University Law Center, and I'm a past president of Georgetown Law Students for Reproductive Justice. I was invited here to testify because I wanted to speak about the effects for women, the effects on women of the lack of contraception coverage, the real consequence of the policy that is being discussed in today's hearing. Unfortunately, Chairman Issa felt that the topic of contraception was not relevant to a debate about a contraception policy. He specifically stated that I would not be allowed to speak because I was not qualified to. I came here to talk about the stories of the women who have been and will continue to be affected. It has been heartbreaking, frankly, to see women's health treated as a political football in the national media, while around my campus, I instead see the faces of the women affected by this policy. Every day, I hear from another woman who has suffered because of the lack of contraceptive coverage. I am here to share their voices and to ask that you hear their voices. Contraceptive can cost a woman over $3,000 during law school. For a lot of students who, like me, are on public interest scholarships, that's practically an entire summer's salary. 40% of female students at Georgetown Law told us that they suffered and struggled financially as a result. One told us of how embarrassed and powerless she felt when she was standing at the pharmacy counter and then learned for the first time that contraception wasn't covered and had to turn and walk away because she couldn't afford it. You might respond that contraception is accessible in lots of other ways. Unfortunately, that's not true. As the Guttmacher Institute has documented, clinics are unable to meet the crushing demand for these services. In the worst cases, women who need this medication for other medical reasons suffer dire consequences. My friend has polycystic ovarian syndrome and has to take birth control to prevent ovarian cysts. In theory, her prescription should have been covered by Georgetown Insurance because it's not intended to prevent pregnancy. At many schools, it still wouldn't be covered, and under the Blunt, Rubio, and Fortenberry legislation, no exception is required for such medical needs. But these exceptions, when they exist, are ineffective. Because when you let university administrators or other employers, rather than women and their doctors, dictate whose medical needs are good enough and whose are not, a woman's health takes a backseat to a bureaucracy focused on policing her body.